from California. Salim? Audell and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Oh, it's great to be out here again, isn't it?
Wonderful. And is that our theme?
Is that going to serve as a theme?
No, Pierre. No,
a lot of people tune in. I know a lot of the ships at sea tune in for the theme.
Well, they tune in mostly for the fish reports.
No, but they get the theme first, and that tells them that they're on the right channel.
I'd like to take time out right now for those fishermen who are at sea, and give them a little listing on the prices, I suppose. What was that ship? The Rita B arrived with 30,000 redfish, 60,000 cod, 50,000 lemon sole, and one smelt.
And
it isn't a bad record.
Won't have the prices on those for some time.
Not a bad average when you think of it.
I like to be at sea again.
Well, I don't know about being at sea.
I spent a good deal of my early life at sea, you know.
Oh, that's over. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of those fish reports,
Wesley Webster, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to.
I would like to say that back 20 years ago, I had a hard time scratching to get by. And Bob Ray put me in front of the microphone on their program.
Oh, come on now, Webb. I think I know what you're leading up to.
Really. Great things began to happen for me.
Well, look, you deserve everything, really.
I don't know.
Can't sit here and take credit for everything.
I can't even deny that it would have happened if I hadn't come on this show. I don't know. All I know is...
Well, probably wouldn't have.
The time I came on to your program, I was wonderful. My career just flourished.
Well, what do you mean, actually? Can you pinpoint this a little bit so people will know you're not...
Well, Bob, just now this season, I'm booked in for many organ recitals at railroad terminals and stations.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Going up to Boston to give a recital at the Kenmore Square Station or
on the subway
station.
Yeah.
And... let's see. I'm going to entertain at the far end of Far Rockaway somewhere.
Well, that certainly sounds like you're pretty heavily booked up.
On the Canal Street IRT stop?
The Canal Street IRT stop?
Oh, now you don't have to translate for me, Bob. People know what I'm saying.
Well, it was a little muffled there, I think.
I just want to acknowledge this. And as you see, both you and Ray, your eyes are swimming in tears.
What?
I say your eyes are swimming in tears.
No, we're not really crying.
I think it's only fair to acknowledge this. So
I
all
paid for these appearances. I was just thinking out loud. You're being paid for these things.
Well,
you're getting a fee for performing. Is that right?
Yeah.
As a result of having been heard here, Ray, I think. We ought to bring out the form 3 for Webb to sign, aren't you? 10% the clause thing.
Okay, yeah.
Because it certainly would protect you, Webb, about in accepting these dates, you see.
Yes, sir.
And it would show us that you really appreciate what we've done for you.
Right, sir. Right here, sign.
Sign right here.
Right
here.
First third idiot.
Yeah. Thomas Webley. Webster.
Good.
Will you get that right over to the office, Wilbur Conley?
Yes.
Wilbur Conley would be on the square to work for us and takes contracts of this sort over to our office.
You want me now to entertain briefly?
I think probably it would be very appropriate if you played a selection.
All right. Then here I am at the huge Bob and Ray Time Organ. And I'm about to play the ever popular...
Well, we said he's about to play.
All right, no,
all right. Go ahead and play.
Thank you.
Webster.
Webb, there's a phone for you out in my lobby.
Webb, can you get the call now and come back some night, maybe later in the week?
Oh.
A great start to jealousy, and we're certainly looking forward to hearing the entire rendition.
So long.
He's never made any records, has he?
No. Poor fella.
I'd like to hear what he'd sound like on a Stereo One portable by Columbia.
Hey, now, there is the sound of the pleasure you're speaking of. And this is for everyone listening, too. A real wonderful sound of pleasure in your home, and a kind of a brand new kind of fun, too.
Only Columbia gives you a big six-speaker stereo portable phonograph with all the rich tone and range of big console models. And it's only $139.95.
What? How much?
$139.95.
Wow. Columbia has a wide selection of these portable phonographs, too, and they're all flawlessly engineered by CBS Electronics. And they play any and all records, 45s, 78s, and the new LP and stereo records, too. And you can't play them better with crew big sound.
You just can't buy a better portable than a Stereo One portable phonograph by Columbia. You can't find a better buy either. Portable prices start as low as $39.95.
Christmas, you know, is the time to give your youngsters a gift. They'll get fun and pleasure from all through the year. Time to give them a Stereo One portable phonograph by Columbia. Number one in the wonderful world of sound.
Now, some travel information. We've never been to Russia, so we don't claim to be experts on the country, actually.
But we do, both Bob and myself, have a good deal of common sense.
That counts for a lot.
Right. Anyhow, we've assembled a few travel tips, and we're going to pass them along to those of you who intend to visit Russia this year.
Everybody else has been doing it, it seems, so we thought we should, too.
Now, first, a few pre-trip suggestions. You'll need to get a passport, as this is a time-consuming process. Once you have your passport, don't be irresponsible with it. That is, don't give it away before you go on your trip.
And you'll have to be inoculated before you leave the United States. We'd advise vacationers to see doctors where inoculations are concerned, because doctors do many things well, and inoculating people is one of the things they do well.
That's right. A good many of you will probably want to use luggage to pack your things in. There's nothing wrong with that, nothing. Indeed, several of you may find it a boon.
And there's no reason why you shouldn't take money along on the trip either. Many people do. They seem to have much better time than those who don't take any money along.
And that's about all you need to know to get you safely out of this country.
Now, this is your first trip to Russia, and you're going by plane. You'll be spending some time over the Atlantic Ocean. Moreover, as a first-time visitor to Russia, don't expect to be met by friends when your plane lands.
See, Russia has a population of about 200 million people. You will not be able to meet all of them.
If your first stop happens to be a busy seaport city, try not to show amazement at the huge number of boats in the harbor. Their way of indicating that the city is a busy seaport.
And don't be angered if you see a good many communist rallies in the streets. They're very popular in Russia.
If you're confused about currency when making a purchase of any kind, to stay on the safe side, pay in gold.
If you don't speak Russian and you're lost, don't be ashamed to admit that you're lost. The important thing is to find someone to admit it to.
Now, the Russians are extremely curious about Americans. And they'll all want to know how you live. You should have the x-rays to show them.
American tourists wearing colorful sports shirts will find that the average Russian laughs very easily.
Most Russians are very fond of the ballet. They're inclined to boast in a very pardonable way that their ballet companies are superior to the ones in our country. So be a good tourist and listen politely. But you might good-naturedly point out to them that the Bolshoi Ballet Company in our country is probably equal to any of theirs.
And Russian kids are pretty much like our own. They do pretty much the same things our kids do, with one exception. Because there are so few cars in Russia, little old ladies can be seen crossing the streets alone.
I think you can all go now
and
keep these tips in mind.
If you take a camping trip while you're in Russia, make sure the cigarette you've discarded is still lit. Forest fires cost them millions last year.
I think maybe we should wind this up with a little Russian language lesson, shouldn't we? Do we have a phrase that we could use?
Yeah, I think we do.
Доброе утро. Здравствуйте. Добрый вечер. Спокойной ночи.
Sure. What did he say? Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening and good night, I think.
So that pretty well covers that, huh?
So those of you who are making a recording of this broadcast, remember, you must have the consent of the American League to do it.
I think we ought to say something good right here about Art Linkletter's house party. Don't you agree?
Say what about it?
Something nice about it?
Oh, well, of course. Well, I find the nice thing I'm supposed to say. Oh, yes. Folks, CBS Radio's house party is one of those big, happy jamborees, jam-packed with laugh-a-minute stunts and rollicking games. It's a funsy time. You're the laugh out of your day.
I'm not sure we should say anything that good. Why don't we just remind the folks of all the stunts like bobbing for pimentos and things they'll enjoy hearing. You know?
And, well, how about Art spin the tail on the donkey game?
Well, that doesn't sound like too much fun on a radio show.
Art uses a real donkey, you know.
And I like those conundrums he brings. Do you remember the one a couple of days back? What's black and white and red all over?
Boy, that is a real stumper.
That's not all. And it's got three lavender legs.
Do you think the folks get the picture by now how entertaining house party is?
Well, probably not. But they might listen in anyway and prove it to themselves.
In case it slips your mind, that's House Party with Art Linkletter, weekdays on CBS Radio.
Wally Ballou has taken his portable news-gathering microphone to a, what is this, a butler's?
I don't know, some kind of a
bell cord factory?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Fortunately, it's in nearby northern Pennsylvania. Wally Ballou is standing by live now, so come in, please, wherever you are.
Nearby northern Pennsylvania is where the gentleman standing next to me, H. Wallace Belair, is the manufacturer of pull cords for butlers. To attract their attention, I guess, Mr. Belair, is the big reason for the velvet rope. Is that
can
right?
Can I speak right into this same microphone?
I'll hold it for you.
All right. Yes, Mr. Ballou, it's the son of the butler who is located in the kitchen or in the butler's pantry.
Well, now you told me.
The butler's pantry?
No, I knew the doctor's buggy.
He sure is.
Tell me this. There are a lot of people these days who don't have butlers in their employ, but you told me that they are still purchasing the velvet ropes to signal a butler.
Well, I tell you who's buying them. They're principally decorators, and they're putting them in homes that they've been hired to decorate or commissioned to decorate.
Kind of a touch of ostentatious, this way.
Yes, a lot of people nowadays like to bring back a little bit of the old days. That is the wealth of the old ostentatiousness, as you mentioned, is a good word.
Opulence. I say opulence of the old days.
I'm ignoring it.
Oh.
And that's the principle.
Could I try one of these pull cords here? And
only
see what
if
happens?
You hurry.
Right. I know our time is limited. I'm going to...
Oh, golly gee, I'm afraid Wally pulled the cord right out of the amplifier there. But friends, we'll have some words to live by in just 10 seconds. Now then, here is Bob with some words to live by.
Thank you, Ray. You'll be much better liked if you're a nice guy than if you're an awful person.
Till tomorrow, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your phone.
Whispering Streets impart dramatic secrets tomorrow on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Lieutenant Colonel Thomas of the Army Personnel Procurement Program throughout Southern California. I am pleased to congratulate KNX for their public service participation in our program through the past year.
Allen Revival Big Time.
Of the opportunities available to them through training and travel.
To the Wise County.
Hot Rod Racers with Hunter as your sharp.
That's Winston. The late news from Tokyo Central on the George Church for
switch on the motor still complete.
Where
it off? County Fair's new.
Nelson Mackinnon Show to stimulate your thinking.
crispy raisin bread is full of plump meat.
And admit. This is Charles Woods in the ABC Radio Newsroom bringing you.
Temperatures are moderating.
What then the steel dispute? The settlement pattern may have been established by contracts to you.
Deli's restaurant in Sherman Oaks last Wednesday night before onlooker Mickey Cohen. KLAC News Chief James McNamara was among the first to report the rumored confession of the signal and the first to flash the confirmation by Los Angeles Police Chief William H. Parker. Also turning himself over to police was Joe DiClaro.
Hey, man, isn't it wonderful? What a sick city, huh? When people compliment cloudy skies and wet streets. Penny Bracken with words and music, news and information from now until 10, breaking into the spirit of the night. Spirit of the night.